Okay, so I wanted to also look at another piece of the Torah Temuah in this week's Parsha, in the Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Yates in Mishpatim. We have the Pasuk, Reshis B'gurei Ad Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha, Lo Savashel Gadi B'Achalivimo. So at least the first part of the Pasuk is talking about Bikurim, and the Torah tells us, Reshis B'gurei Ad the most desirable first fruit of your land, Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha, shall you bring to the house of Hashem your God. So on this pasuk, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Pei Aleph Amud Beis, quotes this pasuk of this phrase Ad Masacha, Bikurei Ad Masacha, that it comes to exclude Admas Akum. That means to say that if fruit was grown on land in Eretz Yisrael that was owned by an Akum, that is owned by an idolater, so if a Jew would end up getting that fruit that grew while it was in the possession of, while the land was in possession of an idolater, then one would not have to bring Bikurim from such fruit. So that's what the Gemara in Pesachim teach, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Pei Aleph Amud Aleph tells us. Now, Torah Temuah points out the following. Torah Temuah says that if one would look at the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Bikurim, the Rambam does something very interesting. The Rambam tells us, Mitzvah say, Lahavi Bikurim LeMikdash, there's a mitzvah to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, Ve'in ha-Bikurim nohagin ela b'fnei ha-bayis, u'be'aretz Yisrael b'vad. And this mitzvah Bikurim does not apply except when there's a Beis HaMikdash b'fnei ha-bayis, and in Eretz Yisrael only. Shenemar reishis b'kurei ad masacha tavi Beis Hashem lekecha. So the Rambam brings our pasuk from Mishpatim as a source for two things, really. A, that the Bikurim is only Noag Bifnei HaBayis, and also that it's only in Eretz Yisrael. But Torah Temuah has a problem. He asks the following question. He says, does it make any sense? Because the Rambam is using the wrong Pasuk. The Gemara in Bava Basra learnt from the Pasuk of Ad Masacha to exclude a case where the fruit comes from Eretz Yisrael, but that land is in the hand of an Akum. But it's not talking about Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Chutz La'aretz. In fact, the same Gemara in Bava Basra, Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, says the following. The Gemara suggests that maybe somebody would have to bring fruit from his own field. He can't have fruit that he gets from another field. The Gemara adds, V'aksiv asher tavi mi'artzecha. That's a pasuk that's in the beginning of Kisavo, which also talks about Bikurim. So over there it says, V'lakachto mirishiz kopri hadamah. Asher tavi mi'artzecha. You should take from the first fruits of the land that you bring mi'artzecha. So the Gemara in Bava Basra suggests that maybe that teaches that it has to be mi'artzecha from your own land. So the Gemara says, no, hahu lemutei chutz la'aretz. That pasuk, asher tavi mi'artzecha, comes to exclude chutz la'aretz. That it can only, the mitzvah of Bikurim, the fruit that we have to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, is the only fruit that's grown in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to chutz la'aretz. That's learnt from the phrase Asher Tavi Mi'artzecha, which is said in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo in Sefer Devarim. Then the Gemara continues, V'haksiv Ad Masacha. What about the pasuk of Ad Masacha? Maybe that teaches us that land has to be your own land. So there, in the Gemara answers, no, that also doesn't teach that it has to come from your own land. Rather, the pasuk Ad Masacha is L'me'ute Ad Mas'akum. That comes to exclude a case where the land, although it's in Eretz Yisrael, is land that belongs to a non-Jew, belongs to a Akum. So, what's the Rambam doing here? The Rambam, if he's telling us that the Bikurim only applies in Eretz Yisrael, so you should quote the pasuk Asher Tavi Mi'artzecha. So, he's quoting the wrong pasuk. So, the question is really two ways. First of all, he's quoting the wrong pasuk to teach me that halacha. The halacha that the Bikurim is supposed to come from Eretz Yisrael is the pasuk from Kisavo, Asher Tavi Mi'artzecha, so his Quran is quoting me the wrong pasuk. And on the other hand, the pasuk which he is bringing is a pasuk which the Gemara uses to teach something else. So this is a problem that the Torah Tamira raises with this halacha and Rambam. And he leaves it as a question, and he points out, and he says that the Mefarshim didn't really deal with this Rambam, and it's a problem. And in fact, he's not incorrect. The Mefarshim on the page of the Rambam, in our editions of the Rambam, don't seem to have a problem with this halach of the Rambam. And in fact, they say something very interesting. The Kesef Mishnah, on the part where the Rambam says that the that this halacha is that this that the halacha is that the bikurim is only shayach when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, that you have to bring to the Beis Hamikdash. So he says that that comes from a Mishnah at the end of Shkalim, and this is Frey in Parshas Kisavo. Kozman sheyesh lecham es beach yesh lecha bikurim. Kozman sheyesh lecham es beach yesh lecha bikurim. So that's the drasha there, and that teaches me that it's only bizman habayis. When there was a mizbeach, and on the fact that he says that it's only in Eretz Yisrael, so the Kesef Mishnah says that comes from the beginning of Kalim, and also from the Gemara in Chulin. But in fact, in those cases, the Rambam really brings a pasuk of Asher Tavi Me'atzachah. He doesn't quote this pasuk of Reishis Bikurei Ad Masachah. So the halacha that it's only in Eretz Yisrael comes from those places. The Rambam discusses it in his Parashat Mishnayos to Kalim, and it's in the Gemara in Chulin and Kuflam Avav. But the pasuk that the Gemara uses in those cases, where the Gemara is teaching that halacha, the pasuk is not the pasuk of Reishis Bikurei Ad Masachah. Rather, it's the pasuk of Asher Tavi Me'atzachah. So this is the problem. What's the Rambam doing here? So I saw that in the Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Kuf Chav Hei, the Rambam also quotes the same pasuk. He says, Mitzvah Kuf Chav Hei, He shetzivanu lahotzi abikurim ulahaviyam lemigdash. This mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah that we are commanded to take the bikurim from our fields and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Hu amri sparach, reshis b'kriyat masachah tavi Beis Hashem lakecha. And he continues. He quotes the pasuk, and then he says, muvur. Shehamitzvah hazos einan ohegas ela b'fnei habayis v'lo yuvo'u ela miperish Eretz Yisrael. So he quotes our pasuk, and then he goes on to say that this mitzvah is only shayach b'fnei habayis, only when there's a Beis HaMikdash, he's going to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's only from perish Eretz Yisrael. So it would seem, in the simple reading of the Sefer Mitzvahs, that the Rambam, once again, is saying these two halachos, based on our pasuk, Asher Tavi Miyatzach, not Asher Tavi Miyatzach, but rather the pasuk of Reishis B'Kriyat Masacha Tavi Beis Hashem Lekecha. So in his notes to the Sefer Mitzvot from Chaim Heller, has a very long comment on this statement of the Rambam, and he suggests that really the source of this halacha, the source of for the Rambam to bring the pasuk from Reishis B'Kriyat Masacha, to bring that pasuk, is a Tosefta in Shkalim. At the end of Shkalim, in Perek Gimel, in the end of Tosefta Shkalim, in Perek Gimel, in Tosefta Tes Vav, it says the following. Ubipnei ma amru bikurim ein nohagen ela bifnei abayis. And why do they say that the bikurim is a mitzvah which only is noheg bifnei abayis? It's only knowing when the Beis Hamikdash is standing. Mishum shenemar, reishis b'kriyat masacha tavi Beis Hashem lokecha. Kol zman sheyesh lecha bayis, yesh lecha bikurim. Ein lecha bayis, ein lecha bikurim. So it quotes our pasuk of reishis b'kriyat masacha to teach this, the notion that it's only knowing b'fnei bayis. Doesn't quote the pasuk of v'hinachta of doesn't quote the pasuk of Vihinachta b'sharecha. Sorry, rather the pasuk Vihinachto lifnei Hashem lokecha, which was the pasuk that the Sifrei quotes from the beginning of Parshas Kisevo to teach Kozman sheish mizbeach yesh bikurim v'Kozman sheish mizbeach im bikurim. And again, that Sifrei was what the Kesef Mishnah referred to when it's when it, he tried to bring when he tried to quote the source for the Rambam's halacha, he quoted that Sifrei, which again is based on the pasuk in Kisavu v'hinachto lefnei Hashem Elokecha. But we find in Tosefta Shkalim that the Tosefta in fact uses our pasuk from Mishpatim to teach that halacha. And Reb Chaim Heller points out that the Mefarshei Rambam didn't pick up on this notion, this point that the in fact the Tosefta Shkalim uses our pasuk as the Rambam does. And he said, well, that's because in our Gemara, in Bava Basra and in Chulin, doesn't use this pasuk, and rather uses the pasuk Asher Tavi Me'artzecha, as the Rambam himself used in his Perasha Mishnayos to Kalim. Now, there's another point to consider, which it's interesting why the Torah Tumima did not point this out, but the Rambam, in fact, doesn't hold from this halacha that the Gemara teaches in Bava Basra Pe'alf. The Gemara says, right, we said that there's a question two ways, that the Rambam is quoting the wrong pasuk, he should have quoted Asher Tavi Me'artzecha. And the second problem is that the pasuk which he's quoting, that Reshis B'Kriyat Masacha, the word Ad Masacha, is used in the Gemara Bava Basra to teach that there's no halacha bikurim if the fruit is grown when it's Bereshus Akum. But in fact, the Rambam doesn't paskin that halacha. The Rambam, in fact, says in Perek Beis of Hilchos Bikurim, Halacha Tes Vav, the Rambam says, Hamocher Sadehu Lagoy, if someone would sell his field to a goy, V'chadzer V'lachem Imenu, and then he would buy it back, but in the interim, the fruits were grown while it was Bereshus Goy, he says, Hareza mevi mimena bikurim min haTorah. You do bring bikurim from these fruits. She'ena nifkas min hamitzvos bekinyan agoy, kemo shebi'arnu. Because the kinyan agoy does not take away the mitzvah of bikurim. So it would seem that the Rambam doesn't hold from that halacha. So according to the Rambam, he has this pasuk at Masacha is free for him to use for his own drasha. He doesn't have to worry that the Gemara already used that for a different drasha, because he doesn't hold from that drasha. He doesn't pass in that halacha from that drasha. And I would say suggest the following. The truth is that Reb Chaim Heller wanted to suggest that the Rambam source is really from the Tosefta and Shkalim, from the Tosefta and Shkalim in fact brings our pasuk from Mishpatim, which says Reshis Bikureyad Masacha Tavi Bis Hashem Lokecha. But the truth is, as we read from the Tosefta Shkalim, the Tosefta Shkalim is really only talking about the fact that the Bikurim is only Bifnei Abayis. The Tosefta is not talking about this notion that it's only in Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't talk about that part of the Halacha. So the fact that the Rambam is bringing this whole Pasuk could be that the Rambam wanted to bring this pasuk because he found the Tosefta and Shkalim, so therefore, it's, it says in the pasuk, Tavi Beis Hashem Lokecha. So that part of the pasuk is a source that it's only Bifnei Abayis. As far as the fact that he's learning that it's only that Bikurim is only from fruits of Eretz Yisrael, and it seems that he's learning it from the word Ad Masacha, that could simply be because according to the Rambam, that pasuk is open, that drush is available, and as we find in other places, the Rambam will sometimes quote a pasuk which he thinks is more straightforward and more direct. In this case, it's actually the earliest source in the Torah. Before Kisavo, we have Mishpatim. So the Rambam is just bringing the pasuk, which is the earlier pasuk, since for according to the Rambam, this word ad masacha is not used for any other halacha which he paskins. As we said, the Gemara uses the word ad masacha to be memai, to exclude a case of admas akum. But the Rambam does not hold of that halacha. But I just wanted to point out that the Reb Chaim Heller also makes the point that in fact the Chiddushei Ramban on Bava Basra also seems to indicate that the drasha might be from Ad Masacha and not from Artsacha, because the Ramban says that when the Gemara says that the pasuk of Asher Tavi Me'artzecha is Lema'utei Chutz La'aretz. So the Ramban says Uvimaseches Bikurim Darish Ad Masacha, below Darish Artzacha. And the truth is that in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, in Bikurim, the Mishnah Bikurim does quote that pasuk, but it doesn't use that pasuk to teach us that Bikurim is not noeg in Eretz Yisrael alone and not in Chutz Laaretz. The Mishnah is talking about something else. So the Rechaim Heller points out that it would seem that in our Mishnah Bikurim, we don't have such an idea that there's a drasha from Ad Masacha to teach that Bikurim is only noeg in Eretz Yisrael. And it would seem, therefore, that there's something missing here. And he says further, Rabbi Chaim Heller points out that it's very strange that if this is in fact a halacha, that the Bikurim is only, the mitzvah of Bikurim only comes from fruits of Eretz Yisrael and not from Chutz Laaretz, why don't we find that halacha anywhere in Maseches Bikurim? Seems to be noticeably absent. So therefore he suggests that in fact, it could be that the Ramban in fact did have it in his Mishnayos and Bikurim, and perhaps the Rambam as well. And according to this, it might seem that there was a halacha that the Bikurim is only comes from fruits of Eretz Yisrael, and the source that the Mishnah brings is, in fact, the Pasuk of Ad Masacha. So that's a Mishnah. So even though the Gemara says that the source might be from Artzacha, but it seems that the Ramban, and perhaps the Rambam as well, seem to have an alternative source where the drasha comes from Ad Masacha. What's very interesting is that Rabbi Chaim Heller goes on to give a little bit of a tangent to show and other examples where we find that there seems to be indications in the Lashonos of Rishonim that they seem to have sources or statements where we don't have those sources or statements in our texts, and yet if you look at other Rishonim and other early Achronim, they seem to also seem to have similar texts. So he quotes that the Rambam in Hilchos Deos says Kol HaKoes Kilu Obed Avod Zara. Where does that phrase come from? The Rambam also says in Perashat Mishnayos and Avos and in his Tshuvos, but the Rabbi Chaim Heller says that that doesn't appear anywhere in our Shas. So people point out that there seems to say that in the Zohar and in the Medrash somewhere, but he says that there are other sources which seem to quote that same phrase as if it's a Gemara Nedarim. And he points out another case where in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says that when he's listing the people who are in Lahem Chilek Olam Haba, he says, Ha'osa Averos Befahesa Ki Yehoyakim Moshe Charlaso. So again, the Rambam has these examples on his list, but Rocham Hala points out that it's not in our Tama Bavli. And he says that some point out that it seems to come from Rishami and Peya, but he says that if you look at the Maharit, and in two places at least, it would seem that he also seemed to have that as a Girsin, our Gemara in Bavli. And in the Sefer Rokeach, he points out the Sefer Rokeach has an entire statement, which he quotes as a Gemara from Maseches Yoma, about the Kohen Gadol's Begadim, and it's not in our Gemara in Maseches Yoma, it's not anywhere in our Shas. And he says that if this statement is correct, so then it would also explain a Rambam, and also a Ramban, and the Ravid on that Rambam in Klei HaMikdash about the Begadim, he seems to not understand where the Rambam came up with the source for his halacha about the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, but it would seem that the Rokeach thought it was a Gemara that was an explicit Gemara in Maseches Yoma. So again, there seems to be multiple examples where it could be that there are some Rishonim who had certain statements in their text of Mishnayos or Gemara, which we don't have in ours, and perhaps other Rishonim didn't have, and other Achronim didn't have. And therefore, when we come to our Rambam in Maseches Bikurim, where he brings a source that The reason why Bikurim is not brought from Chutzlars, it's only brought from Eretz Yisrael, comes from the Pasuk of Mishpatim. Reish Yisbu Kriyat Masacha. So it could be that he, in fact, had a Mishnah like that in his version of Masachas Bikurim, in his Mishnayos, he had such a drasha, even though we don't have it in our Mishnayos. So when the Torah Tumimah is bothered that the Rambam seems to be misusing the Pesukim, so first of all, it's not a problem because he doesn't hold of the drasha that the Gemara has, that Admasacha is coming to exclude Admas Akum. The Rambam doesn't hold from that halacha. And as far as the fact that he's quoting the wrong pasuk, he's not quoting the pasuk of Asher Tavi Meratzacha, rather he's quoting the pasuk of Asher Tavi, of Rishis Bekriyat Masacha. So it could be, like the Ramban points out on the Gemara in Baba Basra, that it could be that the Rambam was following the version in his Mishnayos of Bikurim, even though we don't have that in our Mishnayos, which brings out halacha and quotes the source from our pasuk, Rishis Bekriyat Masacha. Thank you very much.